In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
The President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, come to the annual prayer breakfast, which began under the Eisenhower administration, and for 58 consecutive years, the President of the United States has attended.
It really is a chance to reflect as a nation on this intersection of faith and politics.
We become absorbed with our abstract arguments, our ideological disputes, our contests for power. And in this Tower of Babel, we lose the sound of God's voice.
The speaker here was Mother Teresa. She gave a strong address against abortion. And then she asked to see me. And I thought, oh dear.
Well, tomorrow it will be 1 month since we heard the news and since the people of Haiti found themselves already a people with very little, found themselves with all of that literally taken away in rubble on the ground. And as far as I can tell, despite the very best efforts of so many relief agencies, little has changed in some places in Haiti. Things are still desperate in many places. And help is still being waited for in others. And yet the relief efforts go on. We're going to get an update on those relief efforts here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin our program talking about the Haitian relief efforts. Dr. Al Culver will be our guest of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Then we're going to spend the rest of today's program talking with Wesley Smith, a regular guest, about animal rights. Animal liberation. He says it's not really about rights and it's not really about liberation and it has a high cost in terms of human rights. We'll talk about the animal rights movement with Wesley Smith a little bit later in this hour of Issues, Etc. We are coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 11th of February. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Dr. Al Culver is Executive Pastoral Assistant for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Al, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
How did you first find out about the earthquake in Haiti, and tell us what happened in the hours that followed?
Well, I think like most people, I heard something about it on the news, but at the time, I really had no idea to the scope and the depth of the problem of the earthquake. And at that, when I became more aware of it, the Synod was having its Model Theological Conference for Worship. So I was over at Concordia Kirkwood for that when Matt Harrison, my boss and the executive director of World Relief, came up to me and he goes, "Al, this has the potential to be really big. Get ready." And that's what sticks in my mind.
And it has turned out to be even bigger than the original estimates would have indicated. Many who doubted 100,000 dead when the first week of this earthquake was being observed are now shocked to hear over 200,000 casualties.
That's right. I think on January 15th, when we heard from President Kessa, he said over 100,000 dead, which I think at that time was even a little higher than the news media's report. And the latest numbers I heard are 230,000 confirmed dead, not including those buried privately. So I would not be surprised if the death toll is well over 250,000 people.
It's hard to wrap your mind around that a single event, even a high magnitude earthquake in a primitive country like this, could exact such a cost in human lives?
Oh, it's unimaginable. You cannot imagine 250,000 people dead, and to think that it all happened within 28 seconds. Just 28 seconds. President Kessa kept saying over and over again, 28 seconds changed the rest of our lives.
You've made two trips to Haiti. How was your second trip similar or different to your first trip down there?
Well, you know, the first trip, we were at a field hospital on the border of Haiti and the Dominican Republic in Humani. And that was, I described it as sort of being like at a MASH unit. You have helicopters landing, and there were hills in the background, very similar to the opening scene of the television show MASH. And when a helicopter would land, people would run. There was a lot of energy because of that. You also had between 500 and 1,000 people there, and we had two earthquakes during that time. And so, in a sense, that first trip was, it had a different feel. It was more traumatic in a certain sense than the second trip. But the second trip, we were actually in Port-au-Prince and Jacmel. We were visiting the destroyed buildings. We could smell the stench of death in various places because they had not been able to get to all of the bodies. So they're two very different experiences in that sense.
I remember talking with Matt Harrison several times in those weeks, and he said when you were in Jacmel, in his words, there was no one else there. The Canadians were there, but he said the Haitians are doing this, at least in that place, pretty much on their own.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The only place we saw the Canadian troops were at the Jacmel airport, and you fly in there. It's something, you make this very steep turn and this dive, and you land at the end of the runway strip, and there's Canadians up in this little tower with laptops and a radar dish, and you see the troops there. And then the other place is at the refugee camp, where the Canadians' most notable presence is behind the food section, where maybe 10 women had these 50- or 100-gallon pots where they're stirring rice and beans. And these soldiers are there with pistols strapped on their legs, one guy with a machine gun, another guy with a shotgun, and they're facing the crowd, you know, make sure no one's going to rush the people preparing the food. And other than that, you saw virtually no international presence. It's just the Haitians taking care of themselves.
Dr. Colvert, talk about the pastoral care that you did see in Haiti.
Well, this is where I was not personally prepared for participating in, not in the sense of being able to do pastoral care, but I think my first thought was, we're going to go there, we're going to assess the situation, we're going to support our sister church. What I didn't expect to do was to be called into the room of a patient who's dying and say, Pastor, I'm a doctor. I've done all I can. Can you pray with this person? Or one afternoon, we were, you know, the sun was starting to set, and he's kind of trying to relax a little bit, and we're sitting back there, and this person comes up. He's wearing scrubs. And he says, I need to see a chaplain. I need to see a chaplain. Do you speak English? And I said, yeah, I speak English. Would you like to talk? I need to see a chaplain. Do you speak English? And he repeated this two or three times, each time a little more agitated. And I said, well, why don't we go sit down? And we went and sat down, and he just began to sob for the next 20 or 30 minutes about the suffering and the pain and his inability to deal with it. And I wasn't expecting to be assisting or providing pastoral care to the relief workers, to the doctors and nurses who were coming there.
So really it was hands-on Christian and pastoral care that many of these people, in spite of the other great needs that they were suffering, were in greatest need of.
That's right. I think that's one of the great contributions we made. We were We talk about being there with a Lutheran accompaniment. We were there helping our partner church. We were. President Kessa said on numerous occasions, it is just so good that you came. You didn't just send money, but you came here. You're with us. You're seeing the same sights we are. That was one aspect. The other aspect was being with these relief workers and recognizing that they had needs. Another instance in the camp, I'm not sure if Matt ever talked to you about this, we had two tremors, and one after the first tremor, these patients were ripping out their IVs and their bandages, and one patient jumped off the second story of a building, and he already had a broken femur, and this time he broke his pelvis when he jumped. And that was in one section of the camp. There was another section of the camp under the chapel where a little riot's too big of a word, but a disturbance broke out. The patients didn't want to stay under the roof, and the medical teams had a disagreement. One group of the one team of the medical personnel were assisting the patients in getting out of the building. Another group of doctors were fighting with the medical team helping the patients, saying, no, keep them in the building. And so this nurse comes running over to where we were staying, and she goes, I need a pastor now. I need a pastor now. So we started running over there to go talk to the doctors and nurses who are arguing about what the best way of handling the situation was. That was another, wasn't expecting to do conflict management sort of situation. By the time we got there, one of the doctors had just taken charge and driven the other person away, but we stayed around there and talked with the patients and the doctors and nurses.
Folks, you can earmark a donation for the victims in Haiti, and the need is tremendous and ongoing through LCMS World Relief and Human Care. You'll find out more under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Dr. Al Culver is Executive Pastoral Assistant for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Keep up the good work. Give our best to Pastor Harrison.
Will do.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the animal rights movement, the animal liberation movement, it is sometimes called. Is it just about being kind to animals, or is it a different way of thinking about not only animals, but ourselves and the whole world? We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kieschnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.